Tim, let's start off by talking a little bit about the history of your company and how you got into LG, into the LG industry.
The technology was developed out of our water company, and it was using attached growth. We have an advanced platform of biological treatment using fixed films, and one of the applications was we were growing algae, and we looked at the industry when it was brought to us in 2005-2006 timeframe as a problem that they were having with growing algae. We looked at how the attached growth platform and using our fixed films could be used as an effective way to grow algae. And so in 2008, we formed Bioprocess Algae, which is the sum of four companies: Bioprocess H2O, which was the BioHoldings, which developed the technology, and Clarcor, which is a 100-year-old Nashville, Tennessee, New York Stock Exchange company that is a part owner of Bioprocess H2O, was one of the groups that came in. And then on the other side, we formed with GPRE, Green Plains Renewable Energy, and NTR, which is a large shareholder of Green Plains Renewable Energy, for a platform that we viewed as first generation to next generation biofuels. And they shared a similar view. Green Plains did not chase the cellulosic industry. They looked at it and thought that the better avenue was through algae and the growth of algae. And in 2008, we formed the company. We developed a business plan, a three-pronged plan to commercialize the technology. And at a Green Plains Renewable Energy site, we chose Shenandoah, Iowa, and they were the recipients of two Iowa Power Fund grants for commercialization and development, and we've invested into the commercialization and development. The third phase will be the full integration and commercialization, the commercial farm in Shenandoah, which we'll be announcing later this year. Yeah, of course,
summer time. So let's talk a little bit, Tim, about exactly how the technology works. So you build your algae plant to produce renewable diesel, let's say, right next to an ethanol plant. So how do these two work together? How do these two plants work together?
These two work together. Green Plains, if you look, the ethanol space is right at the crossroads of feed and fuel. And we look at it that the ethanol, the corn breaks down into a third ethanol, a third dry distiller's grain that they grade and manage in those co-products. And then a third of it is CO2. And it looked as a, for us, a great input co-location opportunity, a pure stream of CO2 from the fermentation process. So in 2009, we integrated our facility, a scale-up from our lab, and a 40x scale up and put it on site at Green Plains in October 2009 and began operation tied into their using their flue gas and feeding the CO2 into our reactors. We developed a set of metrics in which we exceeded our metrics of uptime and growth, and when that moved us to what we call the phase two, which was to develop a 20 time X and a delivery of phase two, which is commercial scale size system integrated with the flue gas, the CO2 fermentation, waste heat, recycling water, harvesting and dewatering at the site, and developing what we call the off-take relationship that we develop for the use of material.
So, Tim, sorry, you talk about this offtake relationship. So by sharing, you know, so having this synergistic relationship, you know, you're using the ethanol plant's CO2 and you're taking the ethanol plant's wastewater and using it in your facility and sort of sharing these things. How are you actually both increasing, you know, the energy efficiency of both plants and at the same time decreasing production costs with your process?
we're improving the carbon footprint of the ethanol facility by getting utilization of their CO2. And we're getting a input for the growth of our algae by the co-location. So we're decreasing our cost structure, and we're not having to purchase the waste heat, the nutrients in the water, and the CO2 coming into our system.
And then with your production process, what kind of co-products are you looking on the algae side in addition to the fuel?
In addition to the fuel, we're looking at feed products. We're doing feed trials this spring with the Iowa State and University of Nebraska at Lincoln.
And
we're doing feed trials for materials in the hen market and the cattle market.
Hen and cattle. So you haven't looked at aquaculture at all yet?
We have. We are. Our team is actually well versed in the aquaculture market, and we are establishing those relationships.
Okay. So, one question I have is: you mentioned that you're going into commercial scale. So, how quickly do you think your plant will be up and running at that commercial level?
We're looking at 2012 to 2013.
So, Tim, once your process is up and running and works, are you looking then to add an algae plant to each of Green Plain Renewable Energy's ethanol facilities?
Yes.
Okay.
This is really about, Joanne, this is about valuing carbon. But once that first commercial facility is going, everyone looks at that stack differently going forward. Mm-hmm. Everyone looks at their greenhouse gas emission as an opportunity, not as a cost or a nuisance.
Mm-hmm. And then from there, what are you thinking? Are you thinking that this is a technology that you would, a process that you will license to other ethanol facilities, or is it just licensed to GPRE?
This would be this would be something that goes through the whole chain of co-location opportunities within the ethanol space.
Okay.
So it wouldn't be just with GPRE. GPRE is a lead, would be taking the lead. They're the lead facility in this development and taking the lead on that, just like others have taken leads on other avenues to try to move advanced biofuel.
Okay, great. So this is, in essence, what you're talking about is a whole brand new, like you're saying, it's a whole brand new opportunity for the ethanol industry moving forward.
This is a whole, when you fly over Iowa and the Midwest 10, 15 years from now, you're going to see corn and soy. But co-located around in these CO2 emitters, you're going to see algae farms. That's going to be the vision you'll see.
Okay, great. And Tim, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, it's this is the future, and based on demographics and where the world is and where it's going, these are the solutions in feed and fuel that this country is going to have to take the leadership role to provide. We're excited about our platform. I know others are excited about theirs, and we're excited about getting that first facility up and running in Shenandoah.
Great. And Tim, where can people go to get more information about your company?
At bioprocessalgae.com or greenplainsrenewableenergy.com, GPRE Inc.com.